Mr. Alawi, we now have a figure after much debate how much would be put on the table at this conference of $33 billion. Are you pleased with that figure?
Yes, of course, I'm extremely pleased. And this is one of the largest sums ever raised for a country undergoing reconstruction and restructuring since the Marshall Plan. So the figures are quite phenomenal, and I'm extremely pleased.
And particularly Japan perhaps surprised some people with the size of their contribution.
Well, we had an inkling of their contribution when we undertook a trip to the Far East together with a number of people from the Iraqi government. And it's true that the Japanese contribution was significant, and there's no doubt that we are extremely appreciative of it. $5 billion is a great deal of money.
The money doesn't come with no strings attached. A lot of the donations are being made in the forms of grants or loans.
Yes, I mean, part of the commitments are going to be in the form of loans, but loans coming from the World Bank and from multilateral institutions have a significant concessionary element to them. So the grant component of them is quite large. So by and large, the cost to the Iraqi economy is going to be quite low.
Are you disappointed that some countries, particularly some of the European countries, weren't more forthcoming here?
Yes, particularly those countries that did not actively oppose the war against Saddam. I think it is time that they should reconsider their position. Iraq is undergoing restructuring and reconstruction, and if they want to participate in it, they should also chip in. It's, after all, in the interest of the international community that Iraq is restructured and reconstructed along appropriate lines.
The president of the governing council, Mr. Alawi, was making great play of the fact that he made a lot of friends, that you made a lot of friends here at the conference. These favours will not be forgotten. Does that mean that those countries who were not so generous, what they did here at the conference or didn't do, would also not be forgotten?
Well, not necessarily. We will certainly remember our friends. We don't consider those who did not contribute as enemies as such. They're not enemies. They are people who have different political positions, and we will ask them to reconsider their positions. And I'm sure that once they look into what's happening in Iraq and the fact that the economy is recovering and that the political environment is improving, then I'm sure that they would reconsider their position towards a more positive line, in which case we'll consider them once again our friends.
Iraq has pledges of $33 billion as a result of this two-day conference, but that's still far short of the in excess of $50 billion, which is being quoted as the figure that Iraq needs to get back on its feet.
Well, the $56 billion is what is needed between now and the year 2007 or 2008. This is a five-year reconstruction program. We're talking about commitments being made at the onset. And if you ask me, a two-thirds commitment at such an early stage is a wonderful beginning.
Where do you go from here, from this wonderful beginning, as you call it?
Well, the next issue is to have these funds amassed and then distributed appropriately to projects that are properly designed, and to see their effect in the Iraqi economy as soon as possible.
We are a long way from Iraq here. It feels like a long way from Iraq. What will the donations that have been pledged over the last 2 days mean for ordinary Iraqis?
Well, it means that they should look forward towards a significant reconstruction program that's going to afford them important employment opportunities, that's going to improve their standard of living, and that's going to generally improve the quality of life that has deteriorated considerably since the days of Saddam. Poverty will be reduced, incomes would rise, unemployment would go down. All very positive social and economic indicators.